The Gemara on Gimel Amud Aleph introduced the distinction between Mammon and Knas, the two different categories of Tashlumin. When a person borrows money and he has to pay back, when someone buys merchandise and he has to pay the Dmei HaMekach, when someone is Mazik, when someone is Chayvel, when my Behemoth, that I'm responsible to watch, when my Behemoth makes a Hezek, when I rent an apartment, when I rent a tuxedo, when I rent an automobile, that's called Mammon. The Tashlumin is called Mammon. And when I pay kefil, dalad behei, or anything like that, that's called knas. What's the difference in definition? So the Gemara Bava Kamma and Daf says Bava Menalf gives you a very clear definition. Mammon is when I'm obligated to pay. When I'm obligated to pay l'malia sachisorin, to make good the loss of money that the other fellow is suffering, for which I'm responsible. He lent me $1,000, so he's at $1,000. He sells me an automobile, so the automobile was valuable, so he doesn't have it anymore, so I have to make good, I have to pay him for it. I mazik him. He has an apartment building and I rent an apartment. He could have rented it to someone else, he rented it to me. So l'malia sachisorin, that's the halacha of mammon. And knas is when the payment is not at all a malia sachisorin. Let's say by oinus and mefateh, you have a fixed amount of money, a sum katzel. So how can you say, the Mishnah says in Erechin that it's 50 shkolim, whether the girl is very mechubedet, or very mishpacha mevuzah miyod. It doesn't make a difference who the girl is. Oinus and mefateh always pay 50 shkolim. Moshe Shemra always pays 100 shkolim, 100 shkolim, whether she's from a mishpacha mechubedet, or mishpacha bezui miyod, doesn't make a difference. So obviously the payment is not, it doesn't correspond at all to the chisorin. There is a chisorin over here, but the payment doesn't correspond at all to the Mishnah assumes that that's not. Mishnah Ksuva says, Rishalmi has a funny sofik. Rabbi Kevega discusses the sofik. What if the Yevet is worth exactly Shloshim Shkolim? Shloshim Shalevet is a din. If my Shor Amud kills an Evet Knaini, so I pay Shloshim Shkolim. And the Mishnah says in Erechin, beginning of Erechin, that it does make a difference whether the Evet is a Noikiv Margolius and he's worth $1 million, or he's a nothing, he's an old sick Evet, he's about to die, he's a Goyse. He's holding by dying. If I would try to sell the Evet, he would be worthless. No one would want to pay a pruta for him. He's not worth anything at all. So the Mishnah says it does make a difference. That's the halacha, that if the Shor Amur kills an Evet, someone else is Evet Knaini, so the Baal HaShor has to pay Shloshim Shalevet. So the Yerushalmi has a suffix in connection with that did in the Mishnah. What if it punct happens to be that the Evet Kenaini's value is Shloshim Shkolim? Should I say then that the Tashlum Shloshim Shalevet is considered Mammon? Reb Kivega has a discussion of this Yerushalmi. It's a little strange. The Pashtus is that since 99.99% of the time the payment of the Shloshim Shalevet doesn't correspond with being a dead to the value of the Yevet, so this indicates that the nature of the payment is knas. It's a penalty, it's an onish. The Torah wants to punish me, he wants to penalize me. The Pashta says that it's not at all for the purpose of Lamalia Sachisorin. So what do I care if in this particular instance it happens to be, in the 0.01% of the cases, it happens to be that the Yevet's value really is the Shloshim Shkolim. Anyway, so that's a sofik in the Rishon. So this is the difference in definition between Mammon and Knas. That's why the Gemara, many of you may remember, the Gemara in Bava Kamma has a discussion, what's the din of Zenen and Zeloi Choser? If it would be a case of Knas, if you have a discussion of Knas, there's nothing to discuss, there's no Shaila. Are you obligated to pay when the other person is not Choser? That's what Knas is all about. It doesn't necessarily correspond living and dead to the chesaron that the other person suffers. The Knas is not for the purpose of l'mali ha-sachisaron, to make good the hefse of mammon that the other one has. But the shaila is, the very definition of mammon means that you're mechuyev to pay. Sometimes you accept it upon yourself, sometimes the Torah imposes. Let's say if it's a halvor, or it's the mea mekach, then you accept it upon yourself, l'mali ha-sachisaron, to make good the hefsid mammon that the other one is losing. He lends me $1,000, I mean to make good the $1,000. He sells me an air conditioner for $1,000, you have to pay him for the air conditioner. That's the value of the air conditioner that he no longer has. I broke his air conditioner that was worth $1,000. So if I broke his air conditioner, then the Torah imposes the chiyuv. But in this sense, it's the same. It doesn't make a difference whether the Torah is imposing the chiyuv, or I accept the obligation upon myself. Hatzad HaShav Shebehem is that in all cases of mammon, I'm paying to make good the malia sachisorin that I was responsible for. So the Gemara has a diun. What if it's a case of mammon? It's not a case of knas. The Gemara first starts off there in Bava Kama. Where's the daf chof aleph? The Gemara has a question. Chiras batin. The din is that if you rent a hotel room, you have to pay. If you rent an apartment, you have to pay your rent, because the landlord owns the apartment building in order to make a few dollars on it. So the Gemara has a suffix. What if someone goes to Eretz Yisrael and he locks up his apartment and he never really intended to rent out the apartment? So it's a chatze deloy kaima leagra. The landlord, the owner of the apartment, wasn't interested in renting it out. He wanted to keep it for himself, didn't want to have any outsiders using his apartment. Then someone sneaks in through the window and lives there the whole summer. And then when the owner of the apartment, when the tenants of the apartment come back, so the guy sneaks out of the window. And then the owner finds out that this guy was there. So look, I wasn't interested in renting the apartment out during the summer. I didn't want to sublet it, but someone was there already. So I want to make some money on it. But since I wasn't interested in renting it out, so you can't say that I have an obligation to the one who is snuck in, who lived there during the summer, can't say he has an obligation to make good the hefsim moment that the other one has. Didn't have a hefsim moment. He wasn't interested in renting out the apartment. But the evidence, if someone was there, so he's interested in getting the rent. So the Gemara has a suffix. Since the whole nature of Schiras Batim is not a knas, Schiras Batim is Schiras, if he rented a tuxedo, he rented an automobile, Schiras Metaltalam, Schiras Batim, Schiras Poyalim, when a person does a job, you pay the wages. This is all supposed to belong to the category of Mammon. It's not supposed to belong to the category of knas. So the Gemara has a suffix. What if you have a case of Schiras Batim? Or who had the name any other case in the area of Mammon? Gemara gives other cases. Lav Davka is Schiras Batim. And it happens to be that in this particular instance, there's no chaser at all. So do you say that it's a loy plug deraisa, that the Torah formulated these dinim that we call Mammon, because most of the time the payment serves the function of Lamalia Sachisaran that you are responsible for. So therefore you're obligated to pay. The Talacha says you're obligated to pay, even though in this particular case happens to be there's no chisaran. But he say, no, there's no lopluk over here. If it's Lamalia, if there's a chisaran, then the Halacha says that you gotta pay Mammon. If there's no chisaran, what are you gonna say? It becomes knas. No, the Halacha never intended that this should be knas. So a moment it can't be because there's no chisar in it. Knas it isn't because it was never intended to be knas. So you're pata. And then it was alachas, so it's pata. So that's where the Gemara has a whole discussion. So the discussion is only nitan dayoma. The whole discussion is only within the category of tashlumen, that's mammon. So the whole purpose of mammon is lamalia sachisar, to make good the chaser that the other fellow has. But if there's no chaser, if there's no in the area of knas, there's nothing to discuss. Of course, it will come then and zelo chaser side. Every knas is zelo chaser. Every knas is zelo chaser. The Gemara says that the ability of the bezin today, bezin shalad yaitis, to be done, is often based on shlichus sayu. So the Gemara says in Bava Kama and Daf Pei Dalet, Tosis quotes it. You only say Abdina Shlichasayu in some cases, not in all cases. How do they decide which cases yes and which cases no? So the Gemara says Milsa de Shchicha de Izbei Chisaren Kis. If it's Milsa de Lo Shchicha, or it's even if it's a Milsa de Shchicha, but it's Leiz Bei Chisaren Kis, then you don't say Shlichasayu. So we mentioned that there's a machlokes whether Shlichasayu is deraisa or derabbana. So someone raised the question, wait a minute, if Shlichasayu is deraisa, so you should be able to have Shlichasayu to give din in the fashis? You should be able to give din in the nefashis. So that happens to be a hitch. In order to give din in the nefashis, you have to have a Sanhedrin of 23. Sanhedrin of 23 has to be linked up to a Sanhedrin of Ayin Aleph. And the last 40 years of the Bayi Sheni, when the Sanhedrin HaGdoila moved out of the Lishkas HaGozes, so they ceased to have the status of Sanhedrin HaGdoila because Malamish HaMokum Gorim, they come to the Alisa HaMokum, and last week said in Malamish HaMokum Gorim that the only time they have the full din of Sanhedrin Gdola is when they're in their official location in the Lishkas HaGozes. So when the Sanhedrin was Golu, so the Gemara says Batlu din in the Fashas all over the world. They weren't done. That's a Gemara later in where's that Gemara? Somewhere over here. In the fifth parak, the Gemara has it somewhere. That they can't be done, din in the Fashas, Bizman Shane. Bizman Shein Beis Hamikdash Kaim, there's another pasuk the Gemara has. That Bizman Shein Koyin Oyvei, it can't be done, did in the Foshes. That's another din. That's a nun base on the base. 10 lines from the top. The Gemara has another pasuk. Bizman sheyesh koyin yesh mishpat. Bizman sheyin koyin ain mishpat. That's one thing. Like you have to have kohanim being makar karbanos on the base on mikdash. Then the Gemara had a different pasuk. That in the last 40 years after the mishagolta Sanhedrin from the lishka sagodis, so the butlu did in the farshes. Why we did in the farshes butlu? Because we learn out from a pasuk that all of the Sanhedrin tanim all over Eretz Yisrael, all over the world. Every Sanhedrin Tana has to be linked up with this whole legal system with the chief supreme court, Beroish. So when you don't have the Sanhedrin Daila, so the Sanhedrin Tana doesn't have its status. Where is that Gemara? Here it is. The bottom of Mem Aleph Omer Aleph. The last 6-7 lines. Abay Mishana Koidim Churban Abayis, Golsa Sanhedrin, 40 years before, Churban Bay Sheni, we assume about the year 70. So 40 years before, it was around the year 30. Then was Yashka killed, supposedly. Yashka was 35 years old or so. So, according to this Gemara, it couldn't be the Sanhedrin were responsible for killing Yashka. You couldn't administer any deer in the fashas in the last 40 years of the Bay Sheni. I think Gemara says they killed Yashka. There were different people with the name Yashka. There were more than one person with the name Yashka. The Gemara itself, you see, they're different people. So Bizman Hazeh, even if one should assume that the Shlich Hasai was a Din Daraisa, he wouldn't be able to administer Din in the Fashas Bizman Hazeh, because Bizman that there's no Sanhedrin and the Lishka Sagazis, if you don't have a Beis Hamikdash, you don't have a Kohen Ovi, so you can't have a Sanhedrin Tana either. What about Malkus? So Malkus is a question, can you administer Malkus Bizman Hazeh? The Gemara only said there, but where did we just look? Mem Malach or something. The Gemara just said, Batlu Din in the Fashas. Mishachar based on Mikdash, what does it say? Abayim Shana Kadim Char Ma Abayis, Lem Mishaladon, Adin Ekna Adin Sagda, Adin in the Fashas. The Gemara says, they couldn't be done Din in the Fashas. Because Man Shein, based on Mikdash Kayim, it can't be done Din in the Fashas. What about Din in Malkus? Can you be a... Malkus is a Machloikus Satanayim, and that based on it all, whether you need a Bezna 23 or Bezna 3. Lipatna Bezna 3 is sufficient. You don't need a Bezna 23. So Bezna 3 is sufficient. You don't have to have a Bizmancha Beis HaMikdash Kayim to maintain a Bezna 3. Sanhedrin Tano is all linked up with the Sanhedrin Doilo. So Bizman, there is no Sanhedrin Doilo in the Mokim, in the Lishka Sagosa, so the Sanhedrin Tano can't function either. But for Malkus, you don't need a Sanhedrin Tano. It's enough with a Bezna 3 Smuchim. So let's say after the Churban Abayis, like the last 40 years, they had a lot of Smuchim around. All the Tanoim, they all had Smicha. So could they administer Malkus? The Gemara says, "Lamish ladona dinei nefashis." What about dinei malchus? So that's the machlokes harishanim. The Rambam writes explicitly, "Malchim mechom malchim bizman hazeh, kol malchim sheyesham shloshes smuchim." The Rambam writes beferish. That's how he starts off the dinner, giving malchus. He says he can give malchus bizman hazeh also if you have three smuchim, if you have that bezna three smuchim. That's in the end of Hilchas Sanhedrin, the Rambam starts off such a perek. And he gives you a whole list, perek yutes, he gives you a list of 165 people who get Malkus. He considers that the complete list. And perek tezayin, the beginning of perek tezayin, the Rambam writes, Kishem shemitzvah lahamis of samukhuyev misa kach mitzvah sesei, Lahalkas and Samachuyev Malkas. Just like it's a mitzvah to give Skila Srefa Eric Chenik, the Rambam holds that it's four mitzvahs, the Ramban holds that it's one mitzvah. V'yarta Rami Kebech, whether it's four mitzvahs or one mitzvah to give the Arba Mitzvah Bezel. So the Rambam says similarly, there is one of the mitzvahs in the list of the 613 mitzvahs is to administer Malkas when Allah requires. Malkas Bishloisha. Then he writes Allah Beis, Perk Tezayin Allah Beis, and Hilchas Sanhedrin. Malkin Bizman Azeh B'chol Malkim and Atar B'fnei Shlosha Smuchim Avalo B'fnei Hadyot. He says all you need is a three Smuchim, and it doesn't have to be linked up with the Bezna Godel. Only Sanhedrin Tana has to be linked up with the Bezna Godel. A Bezna 3 doesn't have to be linked up. If you put together a Bezna 3 Smuchim, if you have Smichim, put together a Bezna 3 Smuchim, and they can administer Malkus. And the Mishnah Lamelech has a little sefer that's called Derech Mitzvah Secho. It's printed at the end of his Drush Sefer, the Parashas Drachim. So now they print it at the end of all the editions of the Sefer HaMitzvos LaRambam. So they have the last 10 pages of this this little Sefer by the Mishnah Melech, Derech Mitzvah Secha, where he talks about the Minyan HaMitzvos. It gives you the differences between the Rambam and the Ramban and the Sefer HaChinuch and the Smag, what you do include, what you don't include, and why they included it, and why they don't include it. Then he has a few differences as far as the nature of the understanding of the Mitzvah HaTorah. Lo tanasu as Hashem, lo san al riv. We're going to get to lo san al riv and san. What's the pirush hamilas? What is the getter hamitzvah? What's the getter halav? And then in the middle, he has very light teor. It's not at all intended to be a full commentary on the sefer hamitzvahs. Then he just has one little heor aleh that this point that the Rambam writes that Malkim is manazeh b'chamokim in atayra, that Malkus doesn't require b'snei abayim. So he writes the Smag disagrees. The Smag holds. True, a Bezna of three doesn't have to be linked up with the Bezna Gadol, but that was one marker. That was a Mem Aleph, Omed Aleph. The Gemara said you can't have a Sanhedrin Tana function, Elibizman, that you have the Sanhedrin Gdoila, because it's one legal system of court. But then the other Gemara, Nun Beis on the base, on the top of Nun Beis on the base, the Gemara learned that from a different Pasuk. The Bizman Sheyesh Kohen Oved, Yesh Mishpat. Bizman Sheyesh Kohen Oved, Ein Mishpat. If you don't have Kohanim, Makriv, Karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash, then you don't have any Din in the Fashis. So the Smag holds and Malkus B'makam Nisan Menas, and Malkus has the same requirement. The Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayom, it can't be Dan Din in Malkus. So the Mishlam Melos just points out in his Derech Mitzvah Secha that historically, in the early 1500s, in Tzfas, they were interested in reinstituting the Smita. Even though the Shalshelos HaMasorah of the Smicha was broken, it wouldn't be Yish Mipiyishad Moshe Rabbeinu, because the Rambam writes in three different places that there is, he thinks, the royally. The Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayis, and he writes over here in the Mishnah Torah, he writes that he thinks that there's such a thing as Chidush HaSmicha. If all of the Rabbonim and Eretzog get together and they decide to confer Smicha on some individual, so that person has a real din of Smicha. So they were interested in this in order to administer Malkus, that there were people during the times of the Spanish Inquisition, 1492, who worshipped Avodah Zarah in order to save their lives. So you worship Avodah Zarah, you chayv koris. Shailas, you worship Avodah Zarah, be pachad misa, as they threaten to kill me, and then I worship Avodah Zarah, I'm also chayv misa, I'm also chayv koris. So the Rambam says, you're not chayv koris, even though the din requires you harig val yahweh, you're supposed to give up your life. But the Rambam writes in Hilchus Avodah Zarah, in Hilchus Yisari HaTorah, the Rambam writes in Hilchus Yisari HaTorah, he says no. He says that if a person worships Avodah Zarah mipachad misa, even though he wasn't permitted to, but he's not chayv koris and he's not chayv misa, he doesn't get the punishment. He'll be punished for not fulfilling the mitzvah of Yehorig Val Yavar, but he's not going to be chayv koris. But there are those who disagree with the Rambam. The Kesed Mishnah quotes the Ramach, disagrees. The same Ramach who had the Hasoga here on Hilchos Sanhedrin about the Shlichus Sayu with the Shnaim Shadona and the Din. So Ramach has running Hasogas on the whole Rambam from the beginning to the end. So the Ramach has a Hasoga on that Rambam that he thinks that the person will deserve the onus. In the 1500s, that's what they thought. The Jews who worshipped the Moranos, who worshipped Avodah Zarah in order to save their lives, so they were petrified that they're going to get courage. So they knew, the Mishnah says in the end of Makkos, that Kol Chai Mikrisha Shalaku Nifteru Midei Kri Susam. That if a person is chayv kares and the Bezin gives him the malchus that he deserves, so he's not going to be punished with the oinish of the Bezin Shalmala, will not punish him with the punishment of kares. So these people who worshipped Avodah Zarah, Mipachat Misa, wanted to get malchus in order to relieve themselves from the punishment of kares. Do tshuva. The Bezin Shalmala will accept the tshuva also. So they thought they have to get malchus. So that's what kvetched them, that was what they were interested in, renewing the smicha in order to give people malchus. It's very strange, how can you give malchus? In order to give malchus you have to have hasra. But at the time that the people worshipped Christianity, the time that they are every Avodah Zarah, there was no bezin smuchim. So no one gave many hasra. What should I have to give hasra? There were Jews there who were going to give, people were going to give hasra. You better not worship Avodah Zarah. Are we going to give you Malkus? What kind of Malkus? Avodah Zarah, you get Nisa, you don't get Malkus? It's a Lav Shenita Lazarus Mises Bezin. The Gemara has in the third parak in Malkus, there's a Machloikus Satanoi. Let's say somebody is murdering someone else. Someone is being Mechal Shabbos. Someone is Avodah Zarah. And he happens to be a good friend of mine, and I like him. So I don't want to kill him. I don't want him to do the Aveira either. So I say, don't be Mechal Shabbos. We're going to give you Malkus. Instead of saying, we're going to give you Skila, I say, we're going to give you Malkus. We don't want to want him to give him. So there's a Machlekes Satanaim. So Rabbi Shmuel says, you give him Malkus. If you would have given a Hasra for Misa, you would have given a Misa. If you give Hasra for Malkus, you give him Malkus. And the Gemara says, we pass him like Rabbi Akiva. That a Lav Shenitan, Lasaras Misa's Bezdin, any Lav that deserves an Einish Misa, is not included. It's not Dumya de Losach from Shabbadisha. It's not similar to Lav de Hasina. So you don't get any Malkus. So what, the whole story doesn't make any sense. What I mean, they wanted to give Malkus to those who worship Avodah Zarah in order to pater them from the Einish of Kores. So what kind of Malkus? There was no Hasra. And you don't get Malkus for Avodah Zarah. So they held that it's a new din. That if you give, if a person deserves Kores, and you give him Malkus, not the Malkus that he deserves, the Kores he deserves. He did have a deserve. They thought he deserved. The Rambam says they don't deserve the Kores because it was Dami Pachad Nisa. But these people were thinking like the Ramach, and like other Rishonim. Many Rishonim disagree with that Rambam. And Hilchos Yisayatar, and they think that there is a punishment of Kores. So they thought that if they'll administer the Malkus, that they'll be putter from the Kores. So the question was, So that's what prompted them, that's what motivated them to do the Chiddush HaSmicha. So they had a machlokes when they made the Chiddush HaSmicha. There was a big world war at that time. The Rabbanim in Yerushalayim were not invited to this convention of Rabbanim when they conferred. Only the Rabbanim Tzfat, they didn't invite the Rabbanim in Yerushalayim. So they tainted that the whole Chiddush HaSmicha wasn't valid. So one of the tainus that they presented was, number one, the Rambam says you have to have all the Rabbanim in Eretz. They didn't invite all the Rabbanim. The Rabbanim in Yerushalayim were not invited. Number two, one of the tainus they raised was that the Rambam says when you have Chiddush HaSmicha, if all the Rabbanim get together, you can confer smicha. The Rambam writes that it's a bona fide smicha to administer Dini Knossos. He never said it's good to give Malkus on Misa. So some tainus that it's no good for Malkus on Misa. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said. He remembered Rav Simcha Zelig, the Dayan and Brisk, said like that. He wasn't aware that this was all historical machlokes in the 1500s. He just said, as a child, he remembered that Rav Simcha Zelig said like that, and his grandfather Rav Chaim thought that that was correct. That the Rambam's Loshen is Meduyak in Hilchos Sanhedrin. When he talks about there's one kind of smicha Yishmin Piyish on Moshe Rabbeinu, then there's another kind of smicha Yeroyali, if all the Chachamim get together, they can confer smicha on a person, and that person will not be a samoch l'chol ha-tarakula. He'll have a din of smicha v'yesh l'rishus, l'odin din knosses. That's all. Only for din knosses, not for malchus and not for mis. So this was an akuda of machlekes in the 1500s. The whole purpose of chiddush ha-smicha was in order to administer malchus. So the rabbanim from Yerushalayim tainted. The Rambam doesn't even hold like that. No one says like that. The chiddush ha-smicha can accomplish Malkus. That was part of the Machlokes. But the Mishlam Melech and his countries in Derech Mitzvasecha points out that there's one issue that was never brought up in the 1500s. How can you give Malkus this Man Shein Beis HaMikdash Kaim? So they were all under the spell of the Rambam. That the Rambam writes, Malkim Bizman Hazeh B'chol Malkim Ben HaTor B'fnei Shlosh Esmuchim. The Rambam writes, you can give Malkus Bizman Hazeh, you don't need Bizman Abay. So the Mishlam Melech points out that not everybody agrees with the Rambam. The Smad disagrees. The Smad writes that just like did in the first, it cannot be done bizman hazeh. So to Malkus, it cannot be done bizman hazeh. Bizman she'en kohen oved. Based on the pasuk that's quoted on daf nun beis on the day, that you need a kohen oved. So getting back again. So someone asked the question: if you're going to hold the shlichus sayu as a din deraita, wow. So why can't we give din in the first bizman hazeh? So din in the first is out of the question. You have to have a Sanhedrin Gdolah, and Sanhedrin Gdolah has to meet in the Beis HaMikdash. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we don't have a Sanhedrin Gdolah, so you can't have a Sanhedrin Gdolah. What about Malkus? And Malkus is a question. If you say Shlichusayu, if you say Shlichusayu is the right, will you be able to put together a Bezin of Shlosha Smukim, of Shlosha Hedyotis, and the Chachamim will say Shlichusayu? Well, you say Shlichusayu in order to give Malkus. Can you give Malkus Bizman Hazeh? That's a Machlokes, the Rambam and the Smag. What about Knas? Knas for sure Bizman Hazeh can be done. So do you say Shlichusayu on Din and Knosses? So that's what the Gemara says, no, you can't say Shlichusayu. Even if one holds that Shlichusayu is their right, you can't say Shlichusayu on Knas, because they only allow Shlichusayu on a Milsa Dishchich of Izbei Chisar and Kis. And Knas by definition means that it's not Lamalei Asachisar. The purpose of the payment of the money is as an oynish to penalize the balavera, to penalize the posheya. But it's not really l'maleyas achisoran. And since it's not, even if there is a chisoran, but the purpose of the payment is not l'maleyas achisoran. So there's not going to be any shlichasayu on that. Shlichasayu, that's the Gemara in Bava Kama, daf pei dalet. They only introduce shlichasayu on a milsa de shchicha, there is bei chisoran kis. So by knas, that's exactly the definition of knas. It's not for the purpose of l'maleyas achisoran. That's why you don't even say shlichasayu, even if you'll assume shlichasayu is their right. The Gemara says you don't say shlichasayu on knas. Yeah. The pashtus is that the malchus also is not l'malei asachisor. Malchus is the noinish. He deserves the noinish. It's the same as knas. He's pointing out. By misa and malchus, there's another reason why you can't say shlichasai. Even if you should assume shlichasai is the right. As I said, you can't say, it's not going to help to say shlichasai by misa because it's same based on English time and there's not a head. So he says, but once you realize that there is no shlichasai by knas, because it's not for the purpose of to make good l'malei asachisoran, just as an oinish for this balavera, for the poshe, for the choite, so then who are the nami misa and malchus? Even if shlichasai is there, right? Even if there weren't any issues of beis hamikdash kain oved, still you can't say shlichasai on misa and malchus. That's not, has nothing to do with the l'malei asachisoran. Right, we pass a chavit tzarech asra. Yeah, even a chavit needs asra. Even a tam chacham who knows the dinim also needs asra. You have to warn him terch kedei dibur. The asra always has to be terch kedei dibur to the ma'is aver. Yeah. Right, going to Rabbi Shimon, you need a beznam chav gimel. So if there's man she'ein based on mitzvah shkaim, there's no beznam chav gimel because there's no beznam right now. The only time you can have a Sanhedrin Tana. The only time you can have a Sanhedrin Tana is if the Sanhedrin Gdolo exists. The Sanhedrin Tana is part of that legal system. But if you don't have the Supreme Court, then you can't have the other courts either. The Supreme Court, the Sanhedrin Gdolo, has to appoint the Sanhedrin Tana. That's the Mishnah and based on Manalas. All the Sanhedrin all over the world have to be appointed by the Sanhedrin Gdolo. So that's what the Gemara Bava Kama gives us a definition of the difference in definition between mammon and knas. That mammon, there are different kinds of mammon. Mammon, sometimes it's a hischaivus midas and sometimes it's a chiv that Torah imposes. But still, in both cases, it doesn't make a difference. Both of them are for the purpose of l'malei asachisoran. And if it's a nen, it's a lachasid, then it's a discussion of Bava Kama. What if the payment exceeds the chisoran? What if there is a little chasa, but the payment exceeds the chisoran? So that's also a discussion there in that sugya in Bava Kama. So you say that you only pay to the extent that there's a chisoran. You never have to pay. It's not a low plug there, right? So you never pay in excess of the chisoran. And you say, no. Since in abstract, all these cases are l'malei asachisoran, so even if your case, the payment is going to be in excess of the chisoran, you still have to pay the full amount. So that's a discussion there in Bava Kama. But knas, in this sense, is the same as malchus and misa. It's not at all the malei asachisoran. It's an einish for this person. That's why we mentioned yesterday that the Vilna Gaon on daf ayin dalet on the basis of Bava Kama quoted the Yerushalmi and it said it's a babli like that. Babli and Yerushalmi, they both say that it doesn't make sense, even as a midas chasidus, it doesn't make any sense to pay the knas until Bezin makes the gemar din. There's no such thing as a self-imposed Kanas, self-imposed onesh. Let's say a person knows that he was Mechal Shabbos benezid, so he should jump into the lake and kill himself. He should jump into the furnace and commit suicide. The Gemara has such a strange story that one of the Chachamim thought that he violated an aver sheish b'misa. They jumped into the furnace in order to commit suicide, and then he was just turned out he didn't do the aver. But so the Mefarshim talk about, what do you mean? What is he committing suicide for? There's no mitzvah to commit suicide. So he did it for tshuva. He wanted a kapara. He did it for tshuva, but he didn't do it in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Arba Mitzvah's Bezin. That's the Gemara here on Mem Gim Lamed Aleph. The Gemara says, when a person is nigmadina lamisa, and you're going to give him skil or sreifa, herek, chenek, who pays for the stones that you throw on him? Does he pay from his pocket? Does he have to pay for the stones that they're going to use to kill him? Does he have to pay for the scarf that they're going to use to choke him to death? Does he pay for the molten lead that they pour down his throat? So the Gemara says, of course not. They're right in the middle of Mem Gim Lamed Aleph, after the two dots. Omer Avuna Pshita Li. This is a Dava Pashut by the tiny letter Gimel. Echad Eved Shenitzkal Bo, the stones that we throw on him to kill him. Echad Eved Shenitzle Bo, the big pole that we hang him up on. Echad Saif Shenerek Bo, Echad Sudu Shenechlen Bo, the scarf that they choke him with. Kula Mishel Tzibur. Who pays for it? The community pays for it. My Taima. Why don't you make him pay for it? So the Gemara says, that's ridiculous. The Medidei Le'amina Le'zil, the light say the Liktal Nafshe. He's not going to kill himself. A self-imposed onish is Nishken onish. The onish has to be imposed by the community, by the Bezin. So the Bezin has to pay for it. What, the Bezin from their pocket? It means the community has to pay for it. So that's the same, that's what the Vilna Gaon said, from the Babli Yan Yerushalmi, and Bava Kamad Afayin Dalai and Beis. They have the comment that the Gror wrote on the side of the Gemara, that you see from the Gemara is, both the Babi and Shami, that there isn't even a Midas Chassidus to take Knas unless there was a Nigma Dino, the Bezdin. So that's considered that the Onish is imposed by the Bezdin. But it's really as an Onish. Knas is an Onish. Remember, Rav Soloveitchik had a Sofek regarding Knas. To what extent do we treat it like an Onish? Because there is a Gemara on Lamed Hey Amid Beis in Sanhedrin. On Lamed Hey Amid Beis, about the 9-8 lines from the top. Gemara has a question. The Mishnah assumes that you're not permitted to administer Din in the Farshas on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. You're not permitted to administer Din in the Farshas on Shabbos or Yom Tov. The Gemara says that Bezdin for Din in the Farshas should never meet on Fridays. Because if they're going to meet on Friday and decide that it's Chayv Misa, then the Din says you have to have Halonas Adin. You have to wait till Shabbos. You're going to wait till Shabbos. You can't administer Misa on Shabbos. You have to wait till Sunday. Misa's Bezdin has to be by Yom, well, or by Laila. Tfilin, Tzitzis. There's certain mitzvahs you can only do by Yom, not by Laila. Certain mitzvahs can only be done by Laila, not by Yom. Korban Pesach, Matzah, Mer, Tzvirah Simon. There's certain mitzvahs, Dovishim Mitzvahsa by Yom, and the Dovishim Mitzvahsa by Laila. Mishnah Megillah. A mitzvah shemitzvah by yom has to be fulfilled by yom. A mitzvah dovah shemitzvah by laila has to be fulfilled by laila. So the Gemara learns that from a pasuk. The hoka osim Hashem neged Hashemesh. When was that? Hoka osim Hashem neged Hashemesh. Where was that? After the chet ha'igel? Forgot. Where's that pasuk? Hoka osim Hashem neged Hashemesh. Gemara says you can only administer Mises Bezin by yom and not by laila. Balpor. Balpor. Oh. Balpor it says. So the Gemara learns that in that pasuk that all Din in the Farshas have to be by Yom. So the Gemara says, what are you going to do if you're going to be done Din in the Farshas on Friday? So if you acquit him, so he goes home. He's happy, Bezin's happy, everybody has a nice, pleasant Shabbos. If it's going to turn out that he's Chayv Misa on Friday, so you can't administer the Onish Misa right away, you have to have Halonas Adin. If you're going to have Halonas Adin, wait till Shabbos. So Shabbos, you can't administer in Misa Bezin, you have to wait till Sunday. So that's already Inu Yadin. To prolong it longer than was really necessary is not right. So it's not right to begin the whole case. Not to begin the case, that's not Inu Yadin. Inu Yadin is after he came to a conclusion already, then to prolong administering the Yoinish, that's the Inu Yadin. So that's why the Mishnah says that you're not done dealing the Farshas on Friday. So the Gemara has a whole discussion on Lamed Hei Amid Beis. How do you know that you can't be done dealing the Farshas on Shabbos? Why can't you? Not done. How do you know that you can't administer the Einish Misa on Shabbos? Why Tchilul Shabbos and Malacha of Natilus Nisham? The Gemara gives the whole argument that it should be Mutter. There is a minig in Shulchan Aruch that you're not Misader Get on Friday, unless it's Shas Hatchat. So they say the reason why, because giving a get is like Dina Nefashis. What has it got to do with Dina? It's a funny minig. What has it got to do with Dina Nefashis? The reason for Dina Nefashis is because it's going to be Shabbos and you can't give an Einish Misa. Here, the people will have a pleasant Shabbos. They'll be parted from each other. No? Well, if it's going to be a tragic divorce, many times a tragic divorce, it's they're going to ruin next Shabbos also. It's going to be ruined for the rest of their lives, for many Shabbos to come. What has it got to do? Ain't done indeed in the Farshas on Erev Shabbos. The Mishnah gives the reason why, because you're going to have Halonas Adin. So they have a discussion in Shulchan Aruch. What kind of a minig is that? The minig, very strange. Not to give a get on a Friday. Unless it's a Shas HaTzak. If you have a Shas HaTzak, you do give a get on Friday. Moshe Feinstein has a famous tshuva that he used to tell over at least once a year. And they would be driving him to a Sherev Brachas or a Bris or something, and they would be in the car. So at least once a year they told me he would tell over the story. He has it in his tshuva. There was a Meshugana. There was a man who was a Meshugana. This was in Europe. And he thought that he was Mashiach, and he used to run around naked, and he used to scream at people, tell them they should do tshuva, and he used to grab things from them, they should do tshuva, otherwise not going to give them back their property. He used to climb up on trees and scream at the people. He was a malamed in a yeshiva. A malamed, he used to tutor children. But it wasn't all there. So after years of suffering, his wife finally decided she can't take it anymore, she has to have a get. So Moshe writes all the issues that came up. The one issue was that it was on a Friday. When he finally got him to give it, it was on a Friday. So he says, well, it's a big shout out to the Mekel on a Friday. Then he says it was an issue, it was the first time they ever gave a get in that community, in that village. But that's always an issue, determining how do you spell, what's the official spelling of the name of the community. So he had to decide fast. In 10 minutes, he had to make up his mind. And he didn't have time, he didn't have a telephone, didn't have time to go consult other Rabbanim. Usually you sit for the Yeshivat Das and you send letters to Rabbanim. Had no time. And then he says that this, I forgot about all the shaitas that were involved. And then he says, V'yal Kulam, the guy was on a Meshugana. How can a Meshugana give a get? So he has a psak on that, why he thinks that this Meshugana can give a get. Manishtana Meshugana Hazem, Mikala Meshugana. He has a whole tshuva, why? So part of the story was that it was on a Friday. That's, and it says in Shulchan Aruch that lachatchila, lessons of Shas Hatzak, lachatchila, you shouldn't be Masadar Get on Friday. Anyway, so the Gemara has this discussion on Laman Hay on the base. How do you know that you're not allowed to administer Einish Nisa's Bezdin on Shabbos? Why? Because it's a malacha of Natilus Neshama. So the Gemara argues about the 8, 9, 10 lines from the top. Why shouldn't it be permissible? That's on Daf Lamed Hay, Omid Beis. The Gemara asks, the Gemara calls Mises Bezdin, they call Ritzicha. Ritzicha Gufa, Bezdin's administering Mises Bezdin to the Balavera, to the Choyte, should be Dech HaShabbos based on a Kalvachaymer. What's the Kalvachaymer? The din is that there are certain Korbanas that you're allowed to bring on Shabbos. Tamidim U'Masafim. Adech HaShabbos. So that shows that Tamidim U'Masafim. If A is greater than B and B is greater than C, then A is greater than C. That's called a Kal V'Chaymer. There are two kinds of Kal V'Chaymer. There's one kind of Kal V'Chaymer. We can establish that A is greater than B. A is more chomer than B. And I know that B has a certain chumrah. So Kal V'Chaymer that A has that chumrah. Or we can establish that A is more chomer than B and A has a kula. A has a kula. So if A has a kula, so B certainly has the kula. So it's a Kal V'Chaymer. That's one kind of Kal V'Chaymer. Yeah, they and B, one is more chomer than the other, and the chomer has a kula, or the kal has a chumer. So it extends to the other one. Then the Gemara has this another kind of kal v'chomer. If A is greater than B, and B is greater than C, so A is greater than C. So that's what the Gemara has over here. That's tmidim u'mustafim the din is at the Deicha Shabbos. The dormant is obviously you're not allowed to bring. Other kabbanis you're not allowed to bring on Shabbos. Only chavishe kavu alehem zman, they're Deicha Shabbos. And there is a pasuk that says, let's say a person deserves an oinish misas bezin. Chiyaz edish al riyah lahar gubi arma, mi mizbechi tikachen olamus. That's a mishpatim, no? If a person is a murderer, a lav dafka murderer, if a person deserves any oinish misas bezin, so it says, even if he's the only coin available today, and we're going to administer misas bezin, and he's going to be out of the picture, and we will not have the ability to be makar karbanos for a while. So it says, ignore that. Even if he's the only kohen who can be makar of the karbanas, Mises Bezdin, administering Mises Bezdin, is doicha all the karbanas in the world. So the Gemara says, well, there you have it. It's a kal v'chomer. A is greater than B, B is greater than C. Mises Bezdin, administering Arvin Mises Bezdin, is more chomer than all the hakrovas, kol karbanas in the world. Even Tminim U'Masafim. And Tminim U'Masafim are doicha Shabbos. So it should follow that administering Mrs. Bezdin should also be Deicha Shabbos. It's a little bit cheating over here. Kal V'Chaim is not so hot. Because the Midim Mustaf are only Deicha Shabbos if it's Manu Kavua. If it's Manu Kavua, it's Deicha Shabbos. So Mrs. Bezdin will be Deicha Shabbos if it's Manu Kavua. But it's not Manu Kavua, it's a Brentish. You don't have to Zizim Akdimin Lemitzus, if a person deserves to get an Einish Bezin, so Bezin should catch him and give him the Einish at the earliest available opportunity. But it doesn't have to be on Shabbos, to wait till Sunday. So Taisus is worried about that. Well, if there's something fishy with this Kavachim. Alright, so Taisus patches up. Why is it good? This Kavachim is here, it's in Yevamos. In the first paragraph in Yevamos, the Gemara has also the same Kavachim. So the Gemara makes this problematic Kavachim. It's a little bit problematic. A lot problematic, okay. So Nachma, the Gemara suggested a Kavachimer that since Mises Bezdin is so chomer that it's Decha Hakrovas Kala Karbonis Vaharaya. Even if he's the only coin who can be makro karbonis, he gives him Mises Bezdin anyway. Forget about the karbonis. And karbonis tzibur as adoicha Shabbos if it's manukavua. So A should be greater than C. So Mises Bezdin should be doicha Shabbos. You should be allowed to be mahal Shabbos if it's in the line, if it's in the cause, for the cause of administering Mises Bezdin. So for this, the Gemara has a pasuk. So what do you need a pasuk to single out? What does it mean, b'chol moshveh seichem? Usually means all over the world. You shouldn't think that the din only applies in Eretz Yisrael. B'chol moshveh seichem, wherever the Jews live. This is not from the agricultural mitzvahs, mehechatei, so why would I have thought that the Yisrael of Chil Shabbos should only apply in Eretz Yisrael, that I need a pasuk b'chol moshveh seichem, that it's forbidden to be b'chol Shabbos and chutzlar? Gemara says, no. B'chol moshveh seichem in this pasuk does not mean chutzlar. We had a pasuk. The Gemara, the end of the first parak in Makkos, I think the first day when we discussed. So the Gemara there quotes the Mishnah says Sanhedrin the Haggis Bein Baris Bein Mechutzlar. So the Gemara says Beno Hademili. How do you know? You have to get the Snicha in Eretz Yisrael. How do you know that the Snicha even works when you're a Chutzlar? Maybe when you leave Eretz Yisrael, the smicha is not valid. And maybe the Sanhedrin Gdol can only appoint Sanhedrin Ktano in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe they can't appoint in Chutzlos. Maybe this whole system, the whole legal system of all the Sanhedrin is being connected with the Sanhedrin Gdol. Maybe it only works in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe it doesn't work in Chutzlos. So the Gemara asked the Makkos, Dav Zayinim and Alf, Mino Hanimili. How do you know that Sanhedrin and Heges, they more is being in Chutzlos? And Gemara quoted that pasuk in Parshas Maaseh by Retzeh after this says, Vayis Azos. So the Gemara says, "B'chol Moshe Seichem" means wherever you live, even a chutzlar. Other Gemaras like that, Kiddushin, the end of the first part, "B'chol Moshe Seichem" usually means wherever the Jews live. It says a lot of times in Chumash, "B'chol Moshe Seichem." You have to look in every case. Why does it say "B'chol Moshe Seichem"? All the mitzvahs apply all over the world. There's a whole kuntris on this. Anybody see in the Kli Chemda on Chumash? Anybody know what the Kli Chemda is? For him there's a Pilpul Sefer. The Kli Chemda is a Pilpul Sefer. I think Dr. Lam said that the author of the Kli Chemda visited America briefly and he was Masada Kedushin for his parents. I think that's what he said. I think he said his parents got married in America. I think he said when the Kli Chemda was in America. So the Kli Chemda is a Pilpul Sefer on Chumash. Real, sharp, Polish Pilpul. Very strong. Very strong. They always quote Avnei Nezer with real strong pilpul and very sharp charitas. He has a whole kuntris about B'chol Moshe Seichem. Whenever it says in Chumash, B'chol Moshe Seichem and HaMitzvah, why does it have to tell me B'chol Moshe Seichem? What would I have thought otherwise? Why do I need it to tell me that I feel B'chutzlar? So here the Gemara says, for the Chil Shabbos, I don't need Lo Svaresh B'chol Moshe Seichem. I don't need a pasuk to say that you're not allowed to be B'chol Shabbos B'chutzlar. It's a Chavis Aguf. And the Mishnah says in Kiddushin, the end of the first parak, that Chavis Karka, agricultural mitzvahs only apply in Eretz Yisrael, and Chavis Aguf apply equally all over the world. So B'chol Moshe Seichem over here in this pasuk, Le'Sabaru Eish, goes on Moshe Bezdin. It goes on Moshe Bezdin, that not only are you not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, a private person, even Bezdin, who wants to administer Misas Bezdin, are also restricted. They're not allowed to give Mises Bezdin. Sometimes you give Sreifa. Sometimes you give a person in a Sreifa. So the Torah says the Bezdin is not permitted to be Mechal Shabbos in order to administer the Mises Bezdin. That's not drasha from the pasuk. That's not the Gemara. That's not the Pshuta Shal Mikra, but that's an additional level of interpretation in pasuk. That's why it says Bechol Moshe Seichem. So the Pashtus is like this. that you have a nisa not to be mechal Shabbos, I had a hava mina, I would have constructed a kal v'chomer. If A is greater than B and B is greater than C, so it follows that A is greater than C. So it should follow that nisa's bezdin is deicha avoida, and avoida's deicha Shabbos should follow nisa's bezdin is deicha Shabbos. I have a pasuk that says that it's not correct. So what does it remain? That if you'll administer nisa's bezdin, you'll be in violation of chilul Shabbos. So the Rambam doesn't write it like that. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs and the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah also lists off the beginning of this Mishnah Torah. The Rambam lists off all the Taryag Mitzvahs, and then at the beginning of every section in the Rambam he tells you how many of the Taryag Mitzvahs he's going to explain here. So the Rambam, both in the listing of the Mitzvahs and the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, writes that there are two lavim. There's one lav you're not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos. There's another lav not to administer Misa's Bezin on Shabbos. So the Magen Avraham asks in Hilchos Shabbos, why did he need a lav not to administer Misa's Bezin? That pasuk is just to reject the mistaken hava mina. I would have thought a kal v'chomer. I would have thought to construct a kal v'chomer that A is greater than B and B is greater than C. The Misa's Bezin is doich avoda, kal v'chomer is doich Shabbos. A kamash on that pasuk is not so. So it falls back into the category of lo sasa kol malacha b'yom haShabbos. So what is the Rambam counted as a separate lav? That's the Magen Avraham's kasha in Hilchos Shabbos. So many Achrayim, Avni Nezer, and many others before and after, he always writes everything very well. So many Achrayim point out that the Rambam understood the Gemara differently. The Habamin of the Gemara to allow Mises Bezin on Shabbos is correct. The din is that there's no malachas, there's no chilul Shabbos involved. And if the bezin will administer Mises Bezin on Shabbos, they will not be mechalle Shabbos. They'll be in violation of a different isur. Shalo lahanish b'Shabbos. There's a separate law. It's not that this pasuk l'sivareish b'chomash v'sechem even in Moshe Bezin is bo legalois to reject the kal v'chomer. No, the kal v'chomer is kayum. The kal v'chomer is emes. There's no chilul Shabbos involved. But this pasuk is a separate law. So that's why the Avni Nezer and others discuss that it could even be that there's an Issa deraisa to put somebody in Chayram on Shabbos and Yom Tov, even though there's no Malach at all. The Rambam says that the law applies not to administer Mises Bezdin and not to give Malkus either. The Malkus he can say because he's going to bleed. Give him so much Malkus till he bleeds, and bleeding is also Malacha. Aye, but it ain't Tzvicha L'Gufa. So the Rambam happens to hold Malacha Shein Tzvicha L'Gufa is an Issa Derais. So the fact that the Rambam writes that the prohibition Lo Sevaresh B'chom HaShesechem applies not to administer Mises Bez, not to administer Malkus, doesn't necessarily show yet that the Rambam holds that it's a separate Issa. But that's what the Avnei Nezer suggests, that it could well be, according to the Rambam, that it's an Issa Derais even to put a person in Chayram on Shabbos. That's an oinish, where there's no chilul Shabbos. There's no chilul Shabbos involved. But the Rambam holds that this lav, lo sevaresh, is not, it's not that it's megala, that the kal v'chomer is not valid, and you remain back with the principle that it's prohibited because of chilul Shabbos. No, it's mitam chilul Shabbos, you're covered. It's not a chilul Shabbos. It's also because shelo lahanish b'Shabbos. So remember, when we were learning Sanhedrin, Rav Soloveitchik wasn't sure, what if the bezim will force a person to pay knas on Shabbos? We know it's also with the Rabbanon to pay any debt on Shabbos. Zeh Rishem HaYichtov. If you pay him money, so you're handling muktzah. So leave that money. Let's say they're not making him pay in cash, that's muktzah. They make him pay with shavah kesef. So that's still forbidden with the Rabbanon. That's why we don't do pidyon haben on Shabbos, because there's a mishnah in the end of Shabbos in Perek Shoyel, one of the latter prokim in Shabbos, where it says the Sherish in the Mishnah is that you're not permitted to do any piron achov on Shabbos. Because somebody's going to keep a record whether he owes the money, doesn't owe the money. The mal with the lord, maybe they both keep a record. So we're afraid someone's going to write down that this debt is paid. So we don't allow any piron achayiv mid the rabbanon. So Rav Soloveitchik raised the possibility maybe there'll be a prohibition menatar. If bezin forces a person to pay mammon, that's not an onish. But if the bezin forces a person to pay the knas, and knas isn't a chanonish, so he was mesupik, maybe that too would be included in the pasuk Allah Savaresh B'chama Shosechem B'yam HaShabbos. One can argue the point and say no, that it only applies to an Oynash HaGuf. True, paying knas is an onish, but it's not an Oynash HaGuf. Malkus and Misar are Anash Aguf. Cherem is also an Anash Aguf. Cherem is a curse that the person should drop dead. That's what Cherem means, and he's considered a Gavrik Tila. And when he dies, we attribute his death to the curse of the Chachamim. And it says in Shulchan Aruch that the children, the relatives, don't observe Avelis, like on Harugei Bezin. So that's an Oinish Aguf. Misa and Malkus and Cherem is an Oinish Aguf. So it could be that those are included in the Lava Blas of Aresh. Could be that the Oinish are paying, are forcing the person to pay the Knas. Could be, it is an Oinish, but Tzavtzal Sev is not an Oinish Aguf, it's an Oinish Mamet. Could be that perhaps it's not included, maybe it is included, maybe it's not included in the Lav Lo Sevara. That's where Rav Soloveitchik was mistupid. But the Lachar, that's the Hagdara, that's the definition of the difference between Mammon and Knas. Mammon is Lamale Yasa Chisaron that you are responsible for. Chisaron Mammon that on the other part, on the other one's part that you are, that you caused. And Knas is not Lamale Yasa Chisaron at all. Knas is an onish that the person deserves because he was Poshea, he was negligent, or because of the fact that he did some Avera. The question: How far does this go? That it's an onish, and that's why it can't be self-imposed onish. That's why it doesn't make any sense, even as a midas chasidus, to pay the knas on one's own. So, with this hakdora, with this definition in mind, so the Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Tezvav Amenalef, and here also on Gimel Amenalef, the Gemara raises the question: what's the nature of the din of chatzi nezik? That a short time. There's three, the Gemara says in the beginning of Bava Kama, the first up, Shlosha Ovis Nemru Bishor, Hakeren Vashen Varegel. So Shem Varegel are the same din. Whenever the animal does a hezek by walking, by nibbling, by eating, so it's Chayv Nezek Shalom, it's Chilosoi, and only Chayv and Chotzran Nizik. If it's not Chotzran Nizik, not Chayv. Okay. The Gemara has a lot of details. What's Chotzran Nizik? What's not Chotzran Nizik? How do you define Chotzran Nizik in Bava Kama? But Karen is different. Karen, the animal goes out of its way, Kavanos Alahazik, and he goes and he goes. So Karen is, everything is different. A different story. It's not that the Vederech Hilucho, the animal goes and it crushes and it nibbles and so on. The animal goes, another Behemar, an Odom. So Karen is a different story. So the first three times you pay Chatzi Nezik Migufo, and for the fourth time on you pay Nezik Shalom and Aliyah. So the Gemara has a machlokes amaroyim regarding the nature of the palga niska, the chatzi nezek that the Baal HaShor has to pay by the short time. Is that mamon or is that knas? It's pachas mimashihizik. Of course, it's lemalei asachisaron. I'm not even filling up the whole chisaron. I'm only paying up half of what he's chasen. So why should it be knas? Why should you say that it's knas? So the Gemara explains why. That the definition of mammon is when the nature of the payment is I pay to make good the hefsin mammon that the other one suffered for which I was responsible. If I borrow the money or I break his window or I bought his automobile, so I'm responsible for his loss of money. But if my shore goes berserk and it does a crazy thing, so you say, you hold me responsible for that. Maybe I should assume that stam shvarim abaches kashim ukaimi. The normal animals don't do a hezek kavanos alahazik. Human beings have enough chokhmah to do kavanos alahazik. The behemoths are dumb animals, so they don't know that there's a chokhmah in being kavanos alahazik. They're stupid. So the Gemara says, that's unusual. That's unusual. So you hold me responsible for the hezek. So the Gemara has a machlekes amaroyim about animal psychology. Should I assume that some behemoth, the cheska shimukaimi, that the Baal HaBehemah shouldn't really be held responsible to pay anything? And the fact that he has to pay the chatzi nezek is yoysi mimasha hayotzorach liyos mukhiv l'sham. It's not yoysi mimasha hizik, it's pachas mimasha hizik. It's not more than the hefzid. But it's more than he should have been held responsible, shouldn't have been held responsible to pay a penny over here. Because normally, which crazy person would it occur to that the animal is going to all of a sudden one fine day become kavanos alahazik? Even if the shor did it once and twice, still crazy. Why should it? If the shor already did it three times, okay, so then you see, you tell the Baal HaShor, you got to watch the shor. But if it only happened once or twice, you shouldn't have even held them responsible to pay a penny. And the other opinion in Gemara is not true. The sam shvarim alavachet kashim mekaimi. The owner of the animal should have been held responsible to watch his animal from all crazy hazekim, whether Shem Beregel or Karen. It doesn't make a difference. He really should have been held responsible.
he can give a little bit of an excuse. He can excuse himself and apologize and say, it didn't occur to me. Yeah, but it didn't occur to me that the animal was going to be mazik in such an unusual fashion. But it's really a limp excuse. So because of that shvach excuse, the Torah gave him a break that he doesn't have to pay nezik shonim. But the chatzi nezik that he pays, he really should have been held responsible to pay the whole nezik shonim. So that's the machlekes. And the Gemara is the old Sam Shvarim, La Beches Kashim Akaimi. The Baal HaShor should have really understood that his behemoth could do a hezik of Karen, and he really should have watched everything, and he really should have been Mechiv Nezik Shalom. So the Torah is giving him a break that he only pays the Chatzi Nezik. The Chatzi Nezik that he pays is Nezik, is Mammon. He's Lamali Esachi Sarin, to make good the Hefsin Mammon that the other one suffers, for which I am really responsible. And that's the one opinion anymore, that Palden is Kamamayna. Chatzi Nezik that the Baal HaShor pays in the case of a short time is Mammon. And the Gemara comes to the conclusion there in Baba Kama that we paskin that Chatzi Nezik is Knas. Why is it Knas? Because we hold that the animal psychology is that a Sam Shvarim is La B'ches Kashim. Sam Shvarim is the Ches Kashim or Kaini. It shouldn't have really occurred the Baal HaBeima wasn't really obligated to be concerned about this ridiculous possibility that his Beima may make a Hezik with Kavanos or Lahazik. That's so strange. So he's really not responsible to pay. He should really not have been held responsible to pay a penny. And the fact that the Torah holds him responsible to pay half, that's already, the half that he pays is more than he should have been held responsible to pay. So that's why we define it as a knas. That's the gemachlekes that the Gemara has. And the Gemara in Baba Kama comes to the conclusion that Chatzi Nezik is a knas. It's not moment. The Gemara seems to say that there's a difference, the Gemara also seems to indicate that there's a difference in the definition of Karen. There's a difference in the definition of Karen, whether you hold Chatzi Nezik is Mammon, Chatzi Nezik is not. Each one of the Nezikim, you have to give a very sharp definition. It's unfortunate. We live in a generation. You go to university, you know the first day you have to give definitions. Otherwise, the vocabulary, you have to know what the words are. If you don't give a definition, so you're not talking the same language. So we know you always give definitions. When you talk about Ovis Malachas, 39 Malachas, so we say, question number one, give me a definition of each Malacha. You look in Achrayim, not until 100 years ago did anybody start giving definitions. The Mishnah Berurah, Avnei Nezer, they're the first ones to start. Minchas Chinuch, they give definitions of Malachas. Before 100, 150 years ago, no one ever gave definitions. It's all by intuition. But here, the Gemara and Baba Kama works hard on these. Each Nezikin, each one of the other Nezikin, the Gemara says, you've got to give a definition. In order to know, told the same Kayetzman, in order to know, if you have a Hezik, is this Hezik a told of Bor? Is it a told of Eish? Is it a told of Shor? Is it a told of Karen? The Gemara says, L'may nach kemina lehil chaseyim. Each one of the other Nezikin has a different quirk of a halacha to it. That Eish is Potter on Tomun, and Bor is Potter on Kalim, and Karen is Chatzi Nezik the first three times, Chatzi Nezik Migufo, and Shem Regel is Potter Bishus Arabim. They can't just say, well, Kol Shechavti Bishus, Zeh Klal, Kol Shechavti Bishmiros Echsharti is Nisko. You're responsible for the Hezik, so you hold you responsible, you gotta pay. I want to know, Betoris, what do I pay? Is it a told of the Bor? Is it a told of the Shor? Is it Odom? Is it a told of Eish? Is it Karen? Is it Shem Reg? You've got to make up your mind. Which is it? So the Gemara gives you definitions in Baba Kama in order to know what's the definition of the Yab, in order to know what pu'ulas fall under. Is it a told of this or is it a told of that? So the Gemara in Baba Kama gives two different definitions for Karen that are contradictory. They can't live in peace together. The Gemara gives one definition that is Kavanos Alahazi. Another definition is that it's Mishunim. Not Kavanos Alahazi. Let's say you have a little kitten is hungry. And the little kitten attacks a big lion and he eats him up. That's not Kavanos Alahazi. Yeshano Alahazeko. So the Gemara says, Shunra Dochlo Taina Goyle. A cat is going to attack a lion probably wouldn't work. So the Gemara says, Shunra Dochlo Taina Goyle. A cat eats up chickens. So it's not Kavanos Olahazik, but it's Mishunah. So the Gemara quite a few times says, what's the unique characteristic of Karen? Kavanos Olahazik. Then when you get to the Maskana, Gemara says Hilchach. Gemara has this machlekes on Daf Tezvav, where the chatzi nezek of short time is mamon or knas. So the Gemara says the Hilchasa the pal the niska knasa. The chatzi nezek is knas; it's not mamon. The Gemara says Hilchach. Therefore, now that we have arrived at this conclusion that tashlumi chatzi nezek of keren is knas, hai shulva do'ochlet, hai kalba do'ochal. What does it say? Hai kalba do'ochal. Don't remember what it says. Kalba do'ochal imre. If a dog is hungry and it eats up sheep, l'shunru do'ochal atarne goylo. Or a cat eats up a chicken, mishunahu, and you can't collect it in bubble because it's knas, it's a chatzi nezek knas. So Tosfos points out, you see from the Gemara, that's based on your new definition. Hashta di amrit, now that you have established palga niska knasa, why have you established a palga niska knasa? Because tam shvarim are the cheska shimo kaimi. So the definition of Karen is Mishunah. But if he would have said that Stam Shvarim Labaches Kashima Kaimi and Chatzi Nezik, he really should have been held responsible to pay Nezik Shalom. And the Chatzi Nezik that he pays because the Torah gives you a break. But you really should have, you really ought to have had to pay the whole Nezik Shalom. Then the definition of Karen is going to be Kavanos Alahazik. It's not going to be Mishunah. It's going to be Kavanos Alahazik. That's what Tosfos points out. There are two different definitions for Karen. Until you get to the conclusion that chatzi nezek is knas, so the definition of Karen was kavanos alahazik. That was kavanos alahazik is Karen. Once you get to the conclusion that chatzi nezek is knas, why is it knas? Because it's mishunah. Stam shvarim mechas kashim ekaimi. You're not mechayev to watch from such a wild thing. According to the other opinion, it's not mishunah. It's normal that an animal is kavanos alahazik. Everything is animal. Everything is normal. Stam shvarim alabeches kashim ekaimi. But we hold stam shvarim alabeches kashim ekaimi. He's not mechuyev to be concerned about this. Why? Because it's mishunah. So that's what Tosfos points out there. Tezvav on the base. That this machloikis amaroim, where the chatzi nezek is momen aknas, has many differences. Lalacha. First of all, on afkimina, whether moide beknas will be potter, if he's moide in the chatzi nezek. Second, afkimina, can you collect it in bovel or not? And if it's knas, you can't collect in a bubble. The third nafkimina is, what's the definition of Karen? Until we came to this conclusion, we thought the definition of Karen was kavanos alahazik. Once you come to the conclusion that the pal daniska is knas at the chatzi nezek of shartam that you pay is knas, then Tosfos points out, then the definition of Karen changes. Definition is mishunah. Doesn't mean means you weren't obligated to be concerned about such ridiculous sense. So that's what the Gemara Bayas touches on briefly. The Gemara says that the Mishnah has three piskos, three units. The first unit, dinim amenis b'shlosha, goes on hados avos, b'shlosha hediotas. And how do we arrive at that conclusion? So the two shitas, whether you started minatara requiring shlosha smuchim, and you made a takonim the rabbanah to chisel it down to shlosha hediotas, you start minatara with chad nami kosher, chad hediot, and you elevated it, Alti Don Yechid, you elevated it to Shlosha Hedyot. So that was the Machlokes in the Gemara. So the first line is Dinim Amenis B'Shlosha goes on Hadoas Valvoas requires Shlosha Hedyot. Zelos HaRabolos requires Shlosha Smuchim. And Nezik, Chatzin Nezik, Tashlum Ekefal, Dalib, hey, this is all Knas, and it's a Mefate. So Knas, of course, also requires Shlosha Smuchim. Tosfos is bothered with the Kasha Gimel Amud Aleph. Tosfos in the middle of the long Tosfos Shalotin Ol Delos. Tosfos is bothered with the Kasha that in many places in the Gemara, Ashkechom Mekama Duchten Shoydon Bebabel Zelos Achavola. Quite a few places that we see in Babel they were judging Zelos Achavola. I think Gemara says that you don't say Shlichus Sai. The one suggestion Tosfos came up with is it's only Gzelus Ayidei Chavolus, armed robbery. Gzelus alone is Shchicha. Chavolus alone is also Shchicha. Gzelus Ayidei Chavolus, armed robbery. Chabad was also shchicha. People get into a fight with each other, and they start kidding around, and someone gives a little too much, the other guy gives a little too much. So that all, unfortunately, happened. But Zelosaideh Chabad is by Jews, armed robbery. I beat him up in order to steal his money. I beat him up, I got carried away. We were arguing pshat in the Taisus. And I was so convinced that he was wrong, so I slugged him. Zelus is Zelus, yeah, but Zelus is armed robbery. So wild. That's one sheet that says, only Zelus like Dechavolus. Zelus alone. And the other sheet says, no, you never done any Zelus. I, the Gemara, become a duchti, the Mtoima Ashkham, become a duchti, and show you don't Zelus and Chavolus. Here, there, and everywhere. The Taisus says, the Yesh Lema, and the first wide line in that Taisus. So that's an Aldelus. So the answer, the Yesh Lema, the Bechol Hano, in all of these cases, perhaps, Efshe Shadoch Gezezai, they did Tapsi. That's also on Daf Tezvav and Bava Kama. The Gemara says, the Chatsi Nezek of Shortam is Knas. Loi Magvinim et Bava. Alas Tofas, Loi Mavkinim et. So Taisus Taisha says any case of Zelos HaChabal is going to be the same as Knas. Pachati Nezek, same thing. If Tofas Loi Mafkin Minei. Yeah, what kind of a din is that? What kind of Allah Tofas? So that is a famous discussion the Russian Baba Kama has. We're not going to talk about it. That's all discussion. Oh, the Amar Ekvei the Ledina Beret Yisok Kiri Isa B'Sof Perak Amar Bav Kam. Or let's say they lived in Bavel. It wasn't impossible to go travel to Eretz Yisok. Once in a while they did travel to Eretz Yisok for business or for whatever other purposes. So if one of them says to the other Baldin, I want to sue you in court in Eretz Yisrael, and I'll give you a year whenever you're prepared to go to Eretz Yisrael, so I'll go and I want to have it in turn. And Eretz Yisrael, there were smuchim. So Bizman and Gemara, there was still smuchim in Eretz Yisrael. So the Bezdin would sometimes pressure a person to be done here. They would force him to agree to a din Torah on Zelos v'Chabolos, because the other party said, either we'll be done here, based on Kabbalah, we'll be Mekabbalah Bezdin. There's no Bezdin Shloshes smuchim in Bavel, so they have no right to be done. But if you want to be Mekabbalah Bezdin of Hedyeh, this is fine. So the Bezdin in Bavel would pressure the Baldin to accept them to be Mekabal, the Apostle of Bezdin, because they said, otherwise, he has a good to time it. We know that you go to Eretz Yisrael from time to time. Within the next 5 years, you're going to go, so we're going to hold you responsible. When next time you go to Eretz Yisrael, you're going to have a din Torah there. So the guy will say, okay, so let me already have the din Torah now. The Taisus says, sometimes the Bezdin can pressure the fellow to be done, Zelus HaChabalos B'Bavel, either if Tafas, or if he says, let's be kavei hazman to go to appear before the Bezdin Smuchim Shabbat Eretz Yisrael. Here in our Gemara on Gimel, before we turn the Amud, here in our Gemara Gimel Amud Aleph, there's a famous comment from the Ketzayis HaChoshen. There is a Mishnah in the end of the first Perek in Makkos that formulates the principle of what if more than two witnesses came to court to testify? Three or more witnesses came and testified in court. And it turns out that one of them is a postulator, either because he's a crook or because he's a relative. Karav apostle. Karav because of a ganef, he's a rasha, or he's a apostle, he's a karav relative, or a apostle, a rasha. So the Mishnah has it in. And it's a din of chashem mishpat. The siman lam above. The siman about karav apostle. That if three or more witnesses testified in court, turns out that one of them is no good, you can't even accept the testimony of the other two. That's halacha nimsech mereidim karav apostle. So the achrayim have a whole debate. What's the din by dayanim if you have karav apostle? Let's say we had a big din Torah, and it's a lot of money involved. So instead of having a bezin of three, we decided it's so much money, we have a bezin of nine. Fine. And then it turns out Dan gave him Askana and we followed Raifa, and then it turns out that one of the nine guys, the vote was 8-1. So, and after the vote was taken, the eighth win, whatever they say, the eighth win. Then it turns out that one of the eight guys happens to be a relative. One of the eight guys happens to be a ganef, a crook. He's indicted. It's good to make him tell. So do you say Nimsech Men Adayon and Karva Puzzle, the whole stock is not valid? And now we're free to go to a different bezin. The different bezin may give a different stock. Or do you say no? So remain a desna. Eight dayanim. What's this? Halacha doesn't require nine dayanim. Just because they started off with nine doesn't mean you can't. They wanted to have nine because there was so much money involved. So that is blood mapsak of eight dayanim. So that's a famous discussion. The Mishlam Melech quotes Achrayim who think that all the dinim avedis carry over to dayanim. So Moshe, the pasuk in Chumash never says that kroivim apostol ladun. It says in today's sedra, liyum salvis albanim. I think it's in today's sedra, liyum salvis albanim that kroivim apostol aedis. And how do you know that kroivim apostol dayanim? So that's a Mishnah Nida, has a tradition. Whoever is apostol aedis is apostol dayanim. Or the pasuk says altashi siatchem rasha liyai say kromas, that a rasha is apostol aedis. Never says that a rasha is apostol dayanim. But the same Mishnah neither has this tradition. Whenever the Chumash records that there's a psul eidus, so it applies also to dayanim. So a group of Achrayim, a small group of Achrayim, came up with this idea that this is also a din. Karva pasul is also a psul eidus. So whenever you have karva pasul, it's a psul eidus, so it should carry over to dayanim as well. So if they pick, let's say, nine dayanim for a big din Torah. Sometimes when they have international dina Torah over big sums of money, so they choose to have more than three dayanim, because millions of dollars involved. So they started off with nine dayanim, and then they gave a psak 8-1, 7-2. Then it turns out that one or two of the seven guys is pasul, so it'll be 6-2. So still, 6-2, they still win. The guy has the six. So is there a din of karva pasul? Or in America, or in Eretz Yisrael, it's the shaila. Let's say... the Reform are very touchy that we don't recognize their conversion. Or the conservative are touchy that the Orthodox don't recognize their conversion. So some came up with a peaceful solution that whenever we'll have a conversion, so we'll have three Orthodox rabbis, three conservative rabbis, and three Reform rabbis, or Rebbetzins, whatever. We'll have they're all spinned in the mikveh. There's not enough room in the mikveh for the nine people. So you'll have all the nine rabbis who stand in the mikveh, and everybody, and if it's a proper candidate, so we'll make them happy. Sure, we'll make them happy, so everybody will stand there. And if it's a good candidate, so the Orthodox go along. So it's an Orthodox conversion. So the question is, but officially it's a composite bezin of nine rabbis, and some of them are no good. Some of them are not Shomer Shabbos. Some of them are not even Jewish. Some of them are not even Jewish. Akum doesn't pass on. That's what the Nesivis quotes the Tunis. That if an Nintzach and the Kavar Pulse turns out one of them is an Achri, that doesn't pass on. But if one of them is Machal Shabbos, one of them is not observant, then it would pass on. So the question is, do you apply the principle of Kavar Pulse to Dayanim, or does it only apply to Eidim? So that's the Mishlam Melech quotes this discussion, and then it says in Simen Lamed Vav, the Simen where the Chashim Mishka talks about Kavar Pulse by Eidim and Hilchos Eidim, so the Ksais raises the issue. So he says, don't you see, the Ksai says to Kashi, don't you see from our Gemara that Karva Pasol does not apply to Dayanim, that there's room to be Megal. Why? Because the Gemara had two versions. The Gemara had two Mahalchim. How to arrive at this conclusion that Dini Mamanis B'Shlosha had Yota? Where do you get the Mamashach, the Gemara said? If you're learning out from three times Elohim, so you should need three Smuchim. And if you're not learning out from the three times Elohim, because no year of parashas or whatever, so let it be Chad Hedyot, Chad Namikah Shecheret. So what do you need? Shlosha Hedyotos. What do you need? Shlosha Hedyot. Should be one Hedyot, should be good enough. So first the Gemara said, Rabba Bo said, you start off and I tell you, you really need three smuchim. And because of Nila's Delos, the concern of Shalotin al Delos, Pifneilon, made a Takanat Rabbanon, that the Shlichusayu, that you can be done, Hedos Vavos, with Shlosha Hedyot. That was the first suggestion. Then Rav Acha ben Ravika started from the other direction. What did he say? With the Raisa Chad Nami Kosher, all you need is one Hedyot. And with the Rabbanon, they made a takana that you need three Hedyot. Why? So they came to the level that you need three. Why did they institute such a din? Alti Hidon Yechidi Shema Yitte. Why? This guy may be an Amor. Elamishum Yosh Mikronis. How does Rabbi Achbei the Ravika say? Midirais Achad Nami Kosher. Shenem Ebetzer Tishpat Amisach. And Rashi learns Parshim Shad. The Chad doesn't have to be a Somor. Chad can be a Hedyot. He has to know the Dinim. So the Gemara says, so why do they require three? Al Tidon Yechidi. What does that mean? Elamishum Yosh Mikronis. Every Tom, Dick, and Harry is going to say, I know the Din. He doesn't have to have any certificates of smicha or anything. Chad Hedyot is good if he knows. Each guy will claim that he knows. So the Gemara says, Nishum Yesh Vekronos. Because some people will be Amaratzim, and Tosha says, and Amaretz is Pasul Adum. Tosha is right. Yepshe Deleish Vuchad the Gomen. Mandele Gomen Pasul Adina. Elementary. The one who doesn't know how to paskin is not Kashul Adum. So the Gemara says, that's why they made a takana that you need three. Because if you'll only require one, leave it on the level of the deraisa, he may fall in with such an amoret, he'll be from the Yashvei Kronos. Big Mar Kasha, Elamayato, next Kasha, let's see. The Ding Mari, Otto Bitlosso, Milo Havi Yashvei Kronos, and if you require three, you probably also have the odds are that if you'll only have one die in your concern, he may well be an amoret. So if you have three, it may well be that one of them will also be an amoret. Maybe one or two will also be an amoret. Won't one of them be an Amoret? And for the Amoret, well, at least if you have three, the stam of the likelihood is that one of them will know the din. One of them probably will know the din. Maybe the other two will not know the din, but at least one of them will know the din, and we assume that the one who knows will be intelligent enough to convince the other two who don't know that they should listen to him. That's the premise in the Gemara. So the Ktois is bothered with that. It's tainus. Don't you see from this Gemara that there's no problem of Nimsechem and Kavra Pulsa Badayon? The Gemara says, if you have a bezin of three, you're not going to have any Yoshe Kronos, and Yoshe Kronos Apostle is Dayonis, because of their Amaratzim. The Gemara says, yeah, you will have Amaratzim, but since the Yef Shadaleis Buchad the Gomer, if you have three, certainly one of them will be a learned person, a Chad the Gomer. So it doesn't bother me the fact that you have the other two who will be Amor. So don't you see the Feirish? That there's no din of Korv Apostle Badayon. That's the Ktsois is Taina. So the later Achreinim and the Choshimish would say, no, this is a Takana de Rabbanim. The whole thing is a Takana de Rabbanim. Maybe on the level of the Reis, the Ktsois is, maybe he's right, that it should really be Korv Apostle. But this is a specific Takana de Rabbanim, the Hachshir. That's what the Gemara is explaining. Why did the Tanoi make a takana that three had yoytes so good? So if that's the takana. That's the takana. It means that it's against the dinatur. Maybe dinatur really would be possible because of karva possible. Maybe karva possible does apply to dayan. But perhaps this was the takana de rabbanon.
Amoret is possible. You don't just call them a bad
I mean, maybe you shouldn't apply Korv Apostle to an Amoret. That's a good point. Could be that Korv Apostle only applies. You see, let's say a fellow's a Russia. So the Russia can do tshuva. The Kozman, that he's a Russia, so we say that he's possible. See, some Katina. The question is, how do you read the words of Tosh? It means that it's a psul aguf. It's a psul aguf. Well, he has no right to open his mouth. The Amoret. So he means, don't open your mouth. But it's not that he's an apostle. He'll sit and he'll learn. He'll become kosher. How can you say that he's possible if he has the ability to sit and learn? Yeah, but that's not a good argument. How can you say it's possible? The Rosha can easily do tshuva. It's not so difficult. Yaza Rosha Darka Vishav Machshavos. So the Yoshua Lashem Yirachamev, and the Rosha will become a kosher. He'll become a tzari. So we still say Kozman that he's a Rosha. He has a paslus. But you can still say the Rosha did an avera to become a Rosha. This guy just unlearned. He didn't do anything. He's not qualified, but he can still argue. He's not qualified, but he doesn't have a password. That's a good argument. That is a good argument.
Right,
right, right. Right,
right.
So that could well be. We'll have to learn later in Sanhedrin. You don't necessarily always apply the din of korpus. When we learn the big fat tesis on Tesam and Allah, we have to discuss when do you have it in Tosis topic is the big gigantic Tosis is all about Korva Pasa by Aden. So there's a couple of tricky lines there in the Tosis we'll have to discuss. Under what circumstances do you not apply Korva Pasa? There is another, so that's one point that you can point out. Maybe an Amoret says you don't apply Korva Pasa, you're just non qualified. You can't really say he has a Paslus. The Russia did an Avera which Pasels him. He did something that gives him a Paslus. True, he has the ability to do tshuva. Goy has the ability to be a new guy also. But Kozman is not a new guy, he's a guy. Kozman didn't do tshuva, he's a Russian. But over here, just never qualified himself. You could say that that's not called Karva Pasul. That's what good point. The Ktois is pushing that you don't. You say that you don't apply Karva Pasul to Dayan. Other Achrenim say, no, this is Takana Drabbanan. This is all part of the Takana. And others point out the following. This is a famous Chuvah, Rabbi Kivega. The Pesachim Chuvah quotes this in Ebenezer, Simon Yud Zayin. Rabbi Kivega has hundreds and hundreds, thousands of Chuvahs. I don't know. He has so many Chuvahs. This is one of the very famous Chuvahs, Rabbi Kivega. The din is that Meikar Adin, you need two Aidin, two Kashur Aidin for Mamanis and for Nefashis and for Dovish of the Yerba. So let's say to ascertain, a woman was married for years, and the husband disappears, and we don't know if he's alive or dead, and somebody comes and testifies that the husband is dead. That's called Heter Agunis, to allow the Aguna to remarry. The Heter Agunis, Mikra Adin, the way we usually learn Mikra Adin Deraisa, you probably needed two Aidim, two Kosher Aidim, the Dovish of the Erva, to say that the woman is no longer married. And the Pashta says that Midirabbana, we allow Eid Echot. And we allow Eid Echot. So the Shaila is, what if you have, what if three Eidim come? Three Eidim come and they say the husband is dead. We were in the Israeli army and the man was killed. His body was ripped apart to pieces. It's not sure that he's alive. The limbs were flying in the air. His tank exploded. The limbs were flying in the air. And after the three testify, Bezdin realizes that one of them is a ganas. One of the three Eidim is a gazlan. The Gemara says, a gazlan shall tera pasa leidus isha. We accept all the psulim, we allow relatives to testify and so on, but a gazlan shall tera we don't accept. So then we realize one of them is a gazlan shaltera, but the other two are tzaddikim. The other two witnesses are tzaddikim. So Rabbi Kiveger is not sure whether the din of karva pasul applies to eidus isha. And he has two angles to say it should not apply. One angle, one twist, and not twist, it's not a twist at all. One side is to say, if the Chachamim allow Kroivim to testify, the Chachamim allow Noshim to testify, Eved Kanaini, Anochri Mesich Lefitume can testify by Yedis Isha. So all the Psuli Yedis are accepted mid the Rabbanon. How does that work is a problem, but that's Allah, a bottom line. Eid Echot is accepted, and Eid Echot can be the biggest puzzle in the world. The only one we don't accept is a Gazon Shaltar puzzle Eid Echot, because it's Choshed L'Shake. So what are you going to say? Karva puzzle is a psul. You have two tzaddikim, and the one Gazon Shaltar all come together, and they testify the husband's body was ripped to pieces, and the wife is allowed to remarry. So you're going to say, Nimtech Me'ei Karva puzzle. So even the two tzaddikim, their Eidus is puzzle. But it can't be more puzzled than if there would have been Kroivim, if they would have been Isha, Akum, Eved. It's, what are you going to say? There's a Chashash Meshaker on them. The reason why Gazlan Shalter is not good because of Chashash Meshaker, but the other two are Tzadikim. This is Agzeres HaKosov. Kovra Puzzle is Agzeres HaKosov that is puzzled. So just like the Chachamim accepted all the other Psuliyadis, so they should accept Kovra Puzzle also. That's one side Rabbi Kivega raises, to say that there's no issue of Karva Pasul by Eidus Isha. Then he raises another side, and he quotes Aran and Gittin in the first parak on this issue. He raises a side, when is there a din of Karva Pasul, Eidus Kulam Betela, if you need a Tziruf between all of them? If you need two Eidim or more, so the two Eidim have to be Mitzuraf Yachad, and Mamanis, and Nefashis, and Dovish Abiyavit, whenever you need two Eidim, so you need a tziruf between the two Eidim. So maybe the din of Karva Pasul is, whenever you have Karva Pasul, the tziruf falls apart. So it remains like you don't have, no one is mitzuraf to anybody else, there's no adhesive glue to hold them together. But by Eidus Isha, all you need is Eid Echot. So what are you going to say? But if three people came together, and then when it's tarfu yachad, all you need is Eid Echot, but if three came together, then when it's tarfu yachad, and one of them is Karva Pasul, so the other two are also no good. Maybe you can't even use the words Nitztarfu Yachad. You only say Korva Pasul Nitztarfu Yachad. So on that, Rabbi Kivega quotes a Ran on the Rif, the regular Ran on Gittin in the first parak. There's a Gemara about Pagin and Nibura, and Masechet Gittin, not the famous Gemara. Doesn't have the same meaning that it has in Sanhedrin. The famous Pagin and Nibura is in Sanhedrin on the upset. It's a different Pagin and Nibura. So there's a Ran on the Rif and Pagin and Nibura. Rabbi Kivega quotes it in the Tshuva, that you see the Ran doesn't hold for that spot. The Ran holds even in a case when eid echad is good, but if you have more than eid echad, there would be a din of karva pasul. Even though one should have argued, what do you mean? But they're not mitzarf yah. So others suggest on the ktsais is kasha. The Gemara here is talking with him. Rav Rachbei de Ravika, the Midiraisa chad nami kosher. All you need is one dayan. So the Gemara says, why did they require Midirabbanan three dayanim? Because we're concerned if you'll only leave it on the din deraisa, one dayan is enough, it may fall in with Yoshvei Kronos. So then the Gemara says, and now that you require three, you're probably going to have one of them and may also. The likelihood of having a Yoshvei Kronos is greater. If you have three people, if each person has a 50-50 chance that he's, let's say each person has a 75-25 chance, 25% chance that he's a Yoshvei Kronos. If you have three people, then there's a higher percentage, a higher likelihood, three times as much likelihood that one of them is going to be a Yoshvei Kronos. Mar says, well, at least if you have three from the stomach, one of them will be a learned individual, so then it's okay. So the Ktzai said, so don't you see that you don't apply Karva Pasul to Dayanim, it only applies to Edim. So according to Rabbi Kivega, according to one Svara in Rabbi Kivega, which he rejects, Rabbi Kivega quoted this Rani Gittin to reject it, but according to one suggestion he had, so the later Svara, the later Achmanim point out, you can't apply Karva Pasul if you hold Chadnami Kosha. If the bezin doesn't need more than one, so you don't really need a tziruf of anybody with anybody. All you need is chatnami kosher. One should paskin in haidos vavos. One person should paskin what the din is. So even if you'll have more than one, you'll have three. So what does it bother me? No one is mitzaref yachad. Even if you have three, all you need is one. So perhaps there shouldn't be a din of karva post. So these are all the various possibilities that was suggested in order to answer this kasha. The Ktzais thought that from this Gemara there seems to be a haichache that Karva Pasul does not apply to Dayan. So one suggestion was, maybe Karva Pasul doesn't apply to Amorit. Maybe it's only if there's a Psul Aguf. Amorit's not a Psul Aguf. He's just not yet qualified. Not the same as a Rasha. Rasha can do tshuva, yeah, but he did an Avera that gave him a Patlus, gave him a Shem Rasha. Maybe he's just uninitiated. So maybe the whole din of Karva Pasul doesn't apply yet. And the other suggestion was maybe Karva Pasul doesn't apply when you don't need a tziruf of anybody. So no one is mitzvah. Karva Pasul only if they're mitzvah from Yachad, then Karva Pasul Pasul. If you don't have any tziruf, if Midirais Achad Nami Kasha by Hedros Ravos, how can you talk about Karva Pasul? That's the discussion that the Achrenim have. Can you not prove in this Gemara anything about Karva Pasul by Dayan? And others say that's the Takanas Chacham. That's why they made this takon. This part of the takon of the Rabbanon, that it works. Even the Menater should be Karva Pasul, should be Pasul. Okay, B'li Neder on Sunday will have Shir regular time, I think. No, what time is regular time? 11:30. And we'll start from Amad Bey. Shloshim in Olam.